WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Chicago City Council's Latino Caucus is vowing to ask one simple question at every opportunity they get in the coming months. How are Latinos benefiting from any initiative aldermen are asked to approve? The promise comes as the council's caucuses gear up for some major battles over annual budgeting and representation in City Hall, and it's bolstered by new census data that show Latinos are Chicago's second largest racial demographic. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel reports.
I want to bring you to a recent virtual meeting of the city's aviation committee.
Also, so our first,
excuse me, Amber, are you able to expand
this? Aviation department official Amber Ritter is asking aldermen to approve a new contract that'll bring high-end vending machines to O'Hare Airport. And it's as standard as any meeting where government officials are touting the products and benefits of new age concessions.
All right. Our first lease is with a company called Prepango. They will be offering cosmetics, pizza, and cupcakes. Next, we have Oops Diapers to Go Incorporated. So I just find this is so much fun.
But then Ritter reveals that just two of the 13 minority firms to benefit from the deal are Latino. Alderman Gilbert Villegas chimes in soon after.
Two Hispanic firms, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
I am not supporting this. I mean, this is abysmal, these numbers, for me.
Afterwards, Villegas said that the meeting was just the straw that broke the camel's back, saying he feels Latinos are underrepresented in numerous spaces in Chicago.
It's not so much about the contracts, it starts with the lack of Latino commissioners within this administration, the lack of Latinos within the workforce. And I've talked to my colleagues within the Latino caucus, and they feel the same way.
In the week following, Latino caucus members pushed the issue of representation in city-run programs or on boards at numerous committee meetings. Here's Alderman Raymond Lopez at a committee meeting to reappoint three members to a public housing board of commissioners.
Can anyone answer me how many Latinos are on the CHA board?
Just one, the appointees answer. Villegas and others are raising their voices at a crucial time.
We're going up on the budget season. I want to make sure that during this budget season, that the appropriations to not-for-profits and to our community are reflective. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for everything. I'm just asking for our fair share and dollars.
And for the Latino caucus, that means COVID-19 relief money is spent on residents, including those who are undocumented, and goes to organizations that fight for causes like immigration reform. But in addition to dollars, the chorus grows louder as Latino aldermen will fight for more majority Latino wards in the upcoming once-in-a-decade remap process. And Villegas is energized by new census data that show Latinos are now the second largest demographic in the city, making up a third of Chicago.
We're only 40,000 people away from being the majority in the city. The white population in Chicago is only 40,000 greater than the Latino population.
The caucus's effort to add to their existing 13 majority Latino wards will prove challenging. Chicago's Black Caucus is aiming to hold on to its majority Black wards, and it remains to be seen how white aldermen will react. Back at the Aviation Committee, Black Caucus member Alderman David Moore raised his hand to say he'd like to work with the city to increase participation among Latino and other minority firms in airport concessions. When asked afterwards about Villegas' intention to fight for more representation in the remap, Moore nodded to the battle ahead.
I mean, he's supposed to fight for his community. That's what he was elected to do. And we're going to fight for our community. Other people are going to fight for their communities. That's what we were elected to do.
A new city ward map and the annual budget are both due toward the end of the year. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.